Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Apartment fire displaces multiple Gillette residents. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Fire Department responded to a fire alarm at the Remington Village Apartments at approximately 7 p.m. on August 6th. According to a Campbell County Fire Department press release, while investigating the incident, smoke was noticed coming from a different building. It was emerging from the roof of 709 Express Drive. Firefighters quickly evacuated all people from the building. Fire and smoke were found in multiple units on different floors of the building. There were no injuries as a result of the fire. Unfortunately, of the 24 units in the building, 21 units were occupied. Subsequently, it displaced all residents. Some families were provided resources through the victim services at the Gillette Police Department and the Red Cross. Fire crews were still on scene yesterday monitoring the building. Witnesses report seeing the building being struck by lightning. Due to the cause of the fire, it was difficult to reach all of the areas of heat within the walls. Nearly all units sustained damage from heat, smoke, or water. The Campbell County Fire Department was working with the property management team on a process to turn over the building to them. More than 30 firefighters responded to the incident and remained on scene throughout the night. Campbell County Fire Department wants to thank the Gillette Police Department, Victim Advocacy Group for the GPD, Red Cross, Campbell County Emergency Management, Campbell County Health EMS, City of Gillette Utilities, and Black Hills Energy for their assistance. Detention officer transported to CCH after drug exposure. A Campbell County detention officer was taken to the hospital on Wednesday night after possibly being exposed to drugs while handling an inmate's belongings. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, the 45-year-old detention officer began exhibiting symptoms consistent with fentanyl exposure after touching the inmate's phone, which had been stored in the jail. A sheriff's office nurse administered Narcan, and the officer was transported to the Campbell County Memorial Hospital, where he was evaluated and cleared. During a subsequent search of the inmate's property, guards discovered approximately a tenth of a gram of cocaine. Although cocaine was found, Sheriff Scott Matheny noted that the officer's symptoms were more consistent with opiate exposure. Matheny said the call came in as fentanyl exposure. The officer initially felt lightheaded, prompting another guard with EMT experience to recognize the symptoms and call for an ambulance. Matheny said after the Narcan was administered, the officer's condition did improve. Reynolds said the inmate, 26-year-old Kenneth Schlitz, was cited for possession of cocaine and use of a controlled substance. Other charges are possible related to the incident. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.